part-time flipping, dip your wallet into an extra income stream. All right, guys. So part-time flipping. I started flipping things part-time. At first, I sucked. I quickly got good. And then eventually, I got great. And my goal is to take you straight from beginner to expert as fast as we can so that you can basically be able to master your time and start making money quickly. So the first thing you want to do is just stop and look at your routine. If you have a full-time job, think about the free time you have. So possibly after work, you might have possibly weekends. So what you want to start doing, really start mentally preparing yourself, is to turn your time wasters into profit centers, meaning whenever you've got some downtime or you're just sitting at home doing nothing or watching TV or whatever it is, you know, it's a Saturday morning, you wake up, you're just kind of relaxing. Start thinking about the money you can be making during those downtimes. So you want to start monetizing your time. And the thing with flipping is, for example, if you're at home, you should be looking for deals on Craigslist. Just pull out your smartphone or pull out your computer and start browsing deals. See what you can come across, buy, and then try and resell. And same goes with picking things up. Use your spare time outside of work or outside of your other duties to find deals. And you want to keep just utilizing every second of your free time because you want to monetize it. There's no way you're going to be making hundreds and thousands of dollars without doing this. Second thing is, look, give yourself options. So the more you can monetize your free time, the more money you're going to make. And the more money you make, the more security you're going to have. So once you get really good at it, you'll be able to make more money. And then you've got options. You know, you have the choice to quit your day job even, or even scale back your full-time work. And it's even got the potential to replace your full-time job by flipping full-time. And that's actually an awesome thing because I don't know about you, but I value time more than I value money, and freedom is the ultimate goal. So if you can make a living by flipping things full-time, then you've pretty much got, you achieved that goal of yours, which is freedom of time. I mean, you still have to work and put in hours and time and effort into making money through flipping, but you basically have complete control over your time. That means if you wanted to just stop and take a vacation or visit a friend in another state, whatever it is, you have that option without a commitment like a day job. Now, this goes back to the discipline thing. You are going to have to be highly disciplined to be able to do this. Two things. You need to be highly disciplined and highly skilled, meaning you have to know how to generate money. You're going to have to learn, really know how to produce and get results, because if you don't and you try and quit your job, for example, you're going to be freaking screwed. I mean, you're going to jump into the deep end and sink. So you really want to develop your skill set, master your time. And the way to do that is to completely follow this blueprint and just, more importantly, just go out and start making deals. So start thinking about your free time, your spare time you have. So use the time before and after work. Start by organizing your weekends for flipping. So I spend a lot of my weekends hitting up thrift stores, buying things, selling things. And I found that after all these years of flipping, Saturday and Sunday, weekends, when you're going to make the most sales. Which, side note, if you're going to post things or renew listings, try and really focus on getting everything ready right for the weekend. So even if that means, you know, Saturday morning, or I'm talking super early Saturday morning, post everything, because most people are, that's when they're looking to buy on the weekends. You know, they're off of work, they've got some free time, and it's the best thing that works for them. It's the best thing that works for the market, the majority of people. So really take advantage of weekends. I would recommend using weekends, not just for buying, looking for deals, but also mainly posting and really selling, because I find that weekends, I sell the most on weekends. I think there's one Saturday a couple weeks ago where in one day, and you won't believe this, in one day, I made $1,675 in sales. That means I sold $1,675 of items all in one day. I mean, it included a bunch of stuff, mainly furniture pieces, but I sold, I think it was like a complete home gym set, some furniture pieces, basically $1,675 in one day. So, and really remember that weekends are prime time for selling. Another thing about weekends is that is when there's freaking so many garage and estate sales. They mainly happen on the weekends because people know that that's when people are off of work and et cetera. So really take advantage of weekend garage sales. Check out the Craigslist section on garage sales, and which is right under the for sale section. And also there's an app you can download that I would highly recommend. It's a super awesome app. I mean, you'll make tons of money just from this one app. It's called Yard Sale Treasure Map. And basically what this does is it highlights every single garage sale, or like most garage sales in your area. And it also shows you the time and date and the location. So that means, let's say it's Tuesday right now when I'm recording this. So it's Tuesday. That means I could pull up the Yard Sale Treasure Map. And let's say I wanted to spend this coming Saturday and Sunday really hitting it hard with the garage sales and estate sales. I'd pull up the app and I would just simply search. If you pull it up, there's going to be so many garage sales. I think it actually pulls from Craigslist and maybe a couple other sites. But the point is, it's going to show you all these garage sales and it's going to tell you the dates and the time. So what I typically do is just take note of all of them and one by one, just hit all of them. I mean, drive to each one. And what I normally do is I plug in each address into Google Maps. And I think the app also shows you the distance and whatnot. And you might be able to like route like each garage sale in a certain order so that you're minimizing your drive time. So you just hit one after another. And anyway, either do that or plug in into Google Maps. And yeah, just hit up all the garages or garage sales and you're going to find a ton of deals. Right after you get all your stuff, make sure you repost everything immediately. And the thing with garage sales is show up with cash, first of all. And garage sales are the best places to negotiate because people are very open. First of all, they usually sell things for dirt cheap and they're super open to negotiation. Normally garage sales, either like a neighborhood or even like a single house, they just want to get rid of their stuff more than anything. So that's why they have the garage sales. Or if it's like an estate sale, same deal. So people are going to be very flexible with negotiation. So don't be afraid to ask if they'll take lower offers. And you've got cash. And yeah, I'd recommend having either like an SUV, a van, or like a pickup truck when you go, because you might be find yourself getting a ton of stuff. But yeah, another tip is try and get to the sales like a little bit before the start time, if you can. That way you can get first dibs on the good stuff. And last tip is you can basically towards the end of the sales, if there's still things that are still sitting around, the sellers might be desperate to clear their inventory. So maybe they've got like 6-7 different items remaining and you can try and say, get like a bulk or like a package deal. Be like, okay, I'll give you a flat, you know, $40 for all this stuff right here, etc. They might say yes, they might say no, but you'll have to go and find out. So just to paint a quick picture for you, give you an example of what your maybe like a typical weekend flipping routine might look like. So either Friday night or like Saturday morning, for example, I would typically just sit in my awesome comfy chair with a drink in my hand, aka coffee or water, and simply have my tablet in front of me with my smartphone, and I'll just be freaking browsing Craigslist like crazy. I mean, looking for deals and looking at locations, prices, deals, and seeing what I can find for that day. So, and from there, what I would do is if I see a deal, I immediately either text or call the person or email them if there's not a phone number. And guys, when you text or email someone, you want to make sure that, first of all, the worst thing you can ever do is text or email someone and ask if it's still available. I hate it when people text me that. It's just a waste. It's just an extra unnecessary step of the whole process. And because it's like you email them, it's like, hey, is it still available? They'll email you back either yes or no. If they say yes, that means you gotta email them back again. It's just a complete waste of time. And you don't want to miss out on these deals. So when you email, text, or call someone, get straight to the point. If you know you want it, just say, hey, I saw your bookshelf posted on Craigslist. If it's still available, I'd like to come and pick it up. Say it like that. So basically, you're not saying just like, oh, I want to come pick up your bookshelf. Just specifically be like, if your bookshelf is still available, I have cash and I'd like to pick it up. Don't even say, here's when I'm available, but say, let me know when works for you. Here's my number. Because you want to get straight to the point. You want to jump on that deal and you don't want to waste time with any kind of back and forth emailing or texting. So basically that's what you want to do. And then if you're making a trip somewhere, try and get out and make multiple deals. So if you're going to be driving across town, make sure you drive across town with three deals lined up, meaning three things you're going to pick up or two things, because you don't want, it's better if you can save time. I mean, obviously, unless it's like a really good deal, or even if it's like a decent deal, still go and do it. But if you can, try and hit up multiple spots at once. You know, it just goes back to the whole maximizing your time thing. And you don't want to spend too long looking for deals or browsing. You might need to starting out, but yeah, you want to be very quick. And same with thrift stores, you know, on your weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, hit up multiple thrift stores. If you want to also find deals, I would recommend, besides having cash on you, obviously you want to have your smartphone and you want to just have a tape measure just in case you have to measure the piece, make sure it fits into your car or your van or SUV or, you know, through your door even, or wherever you're going to put it. But that's why I typically have my truck. So if it's a large item, I don't have to worry about any of that. But a tape measure is something that I find that you always have to have around no matter what. Other thing is negotiate. So when it comes to Craigslist, I'd say 98% or so of the things I come across, I negotiate. Now the remaining 2% is if it's an absolute killer deal already, and I know that there's a giant profit margin, then at that point, if it's a really good deal, you don't want to risk wasting time negotiating and having someone else snatch it up from you. So if it's a good deal and you know you're going to make like, you know, $100 off of it, $200, it doesn't even matter. Even if it's like $40, if that's, you know, starting out, that's your standard. Don't even bother negotiating. Try and acquire the item as quickly as you can and make it clear to the buyer. Say, you know, make it clear that you're serious and you got cash, you're ready, you can come pick it up anytime. So say you see some like awesome art piece that you know is worth like $300. If it's posted for like, you know, $45, at that point you want to either call. Well, first of all, if you come across a really good deal, if you can, try and call them, because that would be the fastest way to go. If it's like a decent deal, texting them, people are pretty responsive today via text. And if there's no number, obviously email them. But whatever method you use, make it clear. Basically say, look, I'm highly interested in buying your product. I'm available anytime. Just let me know when, where. I've got cash, etc. Make it clear that you're basically ready to go on the spot and you're prepared. You don't want to miss out on deals because you're too slow. So you want to be very quick and don't waste time. Like I said, don't waste time texting them being like, oh, is it still available? Is it still available? Cause dude, I'm going to freaking see that deal and come snatch it from you. You know what I mean? So be very quick. When you email them, grab it right away. Okay. And as soon as you get the item, you know, after you get it cleaned up or prepared or, you know, repaired, whatever the case is, make sure you post it up for sale as quickly as possible because you want to keep things going. You want to keep things moving. You don't want to sit on an item for weeks and months. So yeah, make sure you post it right after you get it or that same day or that same night.